you're just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Kiria.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Nice moustache.
Thanks.
Was that the first time you've always had a moustache and I've only just noticed, right?
It's been a mixture of either moustache and beard or moustache.
Okay, right. Yes. So you've always actually had one.
Or fresh. Or freshly shaved.
Well, I'm just noticing it now.
Well, I'm glad you like it, you know. Who I did for the week.
Okay, so today we've got Fawzi Hussain, who's an emerging visual artist and poet, born in 1985 in Sao Paulo, Brazil. In 2009, he gained his Bachelor of Communications with major in filmmaking and moved to New Zealand in 2011 and started his artistic practice in 2013. Welcome, Fawzi. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
One sec. Kiria, can I get a little
bit more volume?
I just need to hear myself louder. Oh, that's better.
Is that good?
Oh, that's much better. Okay, so Fawzi's practice dialogues with his poetry through reoccurring themes such as urban chaos, routine and human behaviour, and exists within a neo-expressionist genre. For those who don't know, neo-expressionists were sometimes called trans avant-garde. Did you know that? Does anyone? I didn't know that.
Sort of heard that, yeah.
It's pretty cool,
avant-garde,
man.
Avant-garde is pretty...
It's like, no, I'm not a neo-expressionist. I'm a trans avant-garde, actually. And visually, it's characterized as a style by intense colors, dramatic, usually figural forms, and emotive subject matter. Fawzi, your works are undeniably raw, expressive, and dense with emotion. Have you always painted in this style?
I think so, yeah. I think it really reflects my upbringing in city life, urban and chaos, like from where I was raised. Sao Paulo, Brazil is like a big city, like 12, 13 million people. So I think that's really a reflection of that lifestyle. Yeah.
Do you, were all the other painters around the area painting in such strong, bold, expressive kind of...
You mean from Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say what's like... strongest there, like especially in the cities, like graffiti. The graffiti scene is really strong. Like Gêmeos is like a twin brothers. They're like famous all over the world. They're from Sao Paulo. They're with the hip hop scene and the graffiti all over the world. So they're really influenced, like huge influence for me in Brazil. So that graffiti kind of is like really, it's really strong there. Yeah.
What about New Zealand artists when you came here and you started sort of painting after you came here for a while, or started your artistic practice in proper? Who were you influenced by?
So the very first one that I really made an impression on me was John Poole.
Yeah.
It's like 2011, I saw his show at the Auckland Art Gallery, like because he had poem attached to his paintings as well. And like, I thought it was like beautiful, you know, like. I really identified myself with his stuff, even though it's like it seems so far away. Like he's kind of comes from the islands, and I'm from the cities. It's like, but it's somehow I really connected to him. So
Do you still any other New Zealand artists that you follow, or is he really just stand out for you?
I've seen a lot of like Billy Apple. Stuff like whenever I'm museums and art galleries, I see a lot like. I met Paul Artigan recently well. It's like great to meet him in person as well.
Yeah.
I've seen his work many, many times as well. So, and he's got like a Lebanese background as well, like me.
Great.
Just like, so it's kind of a,
Sorry, that's just not for me. Your current show on at Depot Art Space, you've drawn together your painting, poetry and film to produce works that traverse complex socioeconomic issues, references the chaos and the violence and corruption and social equality prevalent in the overpopulated urban environment that you grew up in. You give colour and shape to what it may feel like to exist on the margins of society. How are these socioeconomic issues born from your personal experience? Are they born from your personal experience, or you know, what are these?
Yeah,
are
I mean, one way or the other, I think you're like, if you're raised in Brazil, I mean, like I was raised in the 90s there, you know, it's like you experience it to some degree, like, you know, like violence or, you know, social inequality for sure, you know, like it's, you know, play on the streets the whole day, public school, if you look from the outside, looks like a prison or whatnot.
Oh, really?
It's like, it's not like. So it's like you're affected, but I think in a way like gives you strength and kind of it makes you like, you know, like gives you stories to tell, and like, you know, it's kind of beautiful within the gray, chaotic environment and stuff. So I just like to depict that on my work.
So you sort of do you feel that you sort of stood on the outside and was really observant, or was your work produced more of an expression that kind of gets it out of your system in a way?
I think it's more getting out of my system in a way, because like writing and painting is really for me like almost like a therapy in a way. Like yeah. I get all the stories out of my brain. Like it feels like when I moved to New Zealand, because it's so different, I kind of decompressed and got all out, you know what I mean? Like it's here so different, such a huge contrast, you know, peaceful, calm, green, you know, there's like big chaotic gray, you know. It's like,
and you have space. When you come from a big city to New Zealand, it's like you've got space to actually sort of think and dream again, because you're not just in survival mode.
Yes, exactly. And also like the other thing as well, because I started my painting practice here, is like it feels like it was so much easier to do that here than in Brazil, you know. Like feels like it's a bit more elitist in Brazil to be a painter or to be an artist, kind of like either like a...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of, I feel like it's easier, more, there's more access here to be able to do that kind of stuff, you know.
When you say that, are you meaning like finding places to exhibit your work?
That as well, yeah.
But just also finding a space to work?
Yeah, even simple things is like, you know, like accessing like an art shop or like to get material or whatever, you know, simple things like that, you know, the kind of...
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, really different from like, you know, yeah, where I come from, so yeah.
That's very interesting. Mm. You started writing poetry around 2007.
Yep.
And your first collection of poems, Yellow Street Light Madness, was published in 2017. Congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Yep.
Primarily referencing your upbringing in the outskirts,
yep.
with one of the most, which is one of the most densely cities, populated cities in the world.
Yep.
Have you retained any of your earlier poetry in this book, because you started writing before you came here? Actually, did you? Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I mean, actually, I've only started writing in English like 2 years ago. I only took courage and like changed the switch to write the way it flows in English. I never really got, like,
yeah.
because I don't translate from Portuguese to English. Now I only write in English or in Portuguese. So
wow,
which is like it was a changing like the switch for me.
Wow,
you know?
Do you dream in English
that's,
now?
That's kind of when it clicked, when you
yeah.
really think, like I was here like for, you know, 4 or 5 years before then, and I was like, I never dreamed in English. Like once you start dreaming in English, it seems
then
like
it's like poetry
you
comes
click,
straight
it's like,
out.
Okay, now I can write in English.
Yeah,
and
finally
like,
I can write poetry in English. Yes.
It's the same narratives, but now it's like I can make them flow in English,
yeah.
which I wasn't able to achieve before.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I totally know what you mean. You can make the words dance and play a little bit more with the
yeah,
intonation.
Because Portuguese flows is more like flows a bit differently, you know. If you know, but
yeah,
you know, it's kind of it's interesting.
Have
yeah.
you got any poems in that lovely book of yours that's got that is a translator, or they're all?
No, they're all in originally
all
written in English. Yeah,
and it's self-published, isn't it?
Yeah, so I self-published. Yeah, through Create Space, I did it all myself, like design. So I had like zero cost, because obviously to do your first publishing, it's kind of not the easiest thing in the world. So
yep.
I thought I would publish myself and then open doors for other
great.
Stuff.
Great, that's
yeah.
excellent. I love
yeah.
that approach.
Yeah.
Did you so Create Space is an online space?
Yeah, it's owned by Amazon, so they
yeah.
allow you to publish your own, you know, publish your own book, and yeah, as long as you design yourself, you pretty much have zero cost, you know.
And
like,
do they pay for printing and postage, or do you pay for that?
Yeah, you pay for that, but it's like on demand, so if you
oh,
you can
wow.
buy your
okay.
own copies, and they don't yeah so you don't pretty much zero cost, you know, and it's available on Amazon and other online
well
stores.
I didn't know about that sounds totally
yeah.
awesome. I'm
yeah
gonna,
it's pretty yeah, I mean it's pretty cool yeah it's,
I can finally start my autobiography.
It takes a little while to get your design right yourself, you know, obviously, because
yeah.
designing a book is like, especially poetry, because like the words have to, you know, sit them almost like they're like really specific places,
yeah.
but yeah
they sit on the page like design, and they're,
yes.
and they're staggered, and yeah,
yeah
and I can see what you've done, that they flow actually on the page, like
yes they have to flow on the page, yeah,
like stamped pieces of art
yeah.
in their own right. Well, I would love it if you could read us one of your poems.
Okay.
Do you want to read it first or tell us about it first?
Okay, I'll just tell a little bit about first. So that's title's Yellow Street Light Madness, which is Yellow Street Light Madness, which is the title of the exhibition and the book itself. And I think that really kind of translates a little bit like what I really have in my mind whenever I remember those days, you know, back home, growing up there, and like this
yeah.
picture, like big cities, and you know, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it.
Have you got some water, just in case you get the dries? Whenever I say that, people get the dries. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Ignore me.
Okay. Yellow street light madness. Across the road, the world is dead. Cars, running rats, darkness of the alley. Helicopters fly red skies, siren echoes. Stains the air, soft voices, mothers calling. South to south, yellow lights. Crossing streets of water, bullets, broken concrete, boys running wild. Others vanish. I miss the heat, the sugar rain, the red flowers, the fights, the pain, the smoke, the smell. Across the road, the world ends in jails, madness, cemeteries.
That's beautiful. Thank you. You've got a video work also at your exhibition.
Yep.
Regarding your creative outlet, you've said some ideas fit a painting, some other are better conveyed with words in a poem, and some even end up as a film or a photograph, and that you love the physicality and energy which comes with painting, but you also enjoy the endless possibilities poetry allows. And with film, things can really come to life in a dreamlike way. Indeed, expressing ideas and telling stories can transcend many mediums. So this video work is based on that poem.
So the video work that I made for the show, it's based on this poem. So it's like my visual interpretation. You know, obviously when you read a poem, each person has like a different, you know, according to your own experience and background, you will see, you know, words will reflect different images. So I made a visual interpretation of that poem as I see it with footage that I captured for like films that I made with friends back home, you know, over the last 10 years. And there's a little bit of footage that I capture here in New Zealand, like trains and stuff. So it's the way like I see this, so the words come into life.
Yeah.
And I create the sound design for it as well. So I put like a piece of music together. So that's really how I see it, you know. It's like
it sounds wonderful. So you've been writing music as well?
On the side. I'm not a musician.
I know, sound
atmospheres. I don't want
soundscapes.
I don't want to offend any musicians out there.
I don't want to offend any musicians. Yeah, I'm so offended.
That's really just things that work for like my for the visual content. I think I wouldn't call it music, but I would call like a sound atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, like
I can't wait to see that particular piece. You've uploaded it to have you shared it on Vimeo?
Yes, I just after the show opened on Saturday, I just uploaded on Vimeo as well for people to have a chance to see it online as well if they can make it to the show.
Yeah.
But hopefully they'll be able to make it to the show as well and see it in person. Yeah.
Yeah. So this Sunday you're actually going to be giving a talk, reading some of your poems and talking about the creative process.
Yeah, 1 p.m. this Sunday. Yeah.
And that's at the Depot Art
Space in Devonport. Yeah.
Yep. And that'll be your show will be on there until the 29th of May.
Yes.
And if anyone would like to check out Fuzzy's work, it's beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous. I love it.
You
can see some of his collection on his website, fuzzyhassen.com, which is spelled FAUZEHASSEN. Find him online on Facebook, etc. The Depot Art Space is at 28 Clarence Street in Devonport. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Can I just acknowledge the Creative Community Schemes to giving me the funding, the Depot team and family and friends for supporting, like being
Of course. No, you can't.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing your show, and
Thank
I'll make
so
sure
much.
That we share your video through our channels.
Thank
as
you
well.
So much. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
In.
Yeah, thanks. Cheers.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.